This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How multi-faith collaboration for peace embraces positive humanism. Discover how multi-faith collaboration fosters peace through humanistic values and why a secular worldview supports personal flourishing and harmony. Multi-faith collaboration for peace, a path toward common ground. Hey, I want to share something that's been on my mind lately, the power and importance of multi-faith collaboration for peace. You know how often we hear about conflicts rooted in religious differences, but here's the thing, it doesn't have to be that way. When people from different religious backgrounds come together with a shared goal of peace, the results can be truly transformative. At its core, multi-faith collaboration is about finding the values that unite rather than divide us. It's about recognizing that despite the differences in beliefs, there are deeply shared human experiences and aspirations, like compassion, justice, and kindness. What really strikes me is how this collaboration teaches us to appreciate humanistic values from a wider perspective. Now you might wonder, how does this fit with other worldviews? Well, taking a step back, even a secular worldview has a lot in common with these efforts. It values empathy, reason, and cooperation for the well-being of all. When you combine these with the energy and wisdom of various faith traditions working side by side, you get this incredible fusion where applied humanistic philosophy really shines. One thing that's become clear in this context is the role of positive humanism and positive psychology. Both emphasize the importance of focusing on what helps people thrive, personal flourishing, if you will. By encouraging respect and understanding across religions, communities foster environments where individuals aren't just surviving amid conflict, they're actually thriving. From community events to peace talks, multi-faith initiatives often operate on principles that resonate closely with secular ideals. They emphasize dialogue, respect for evidence, and a commitment to universal human rights without any exclusive claim to truth. It's a bit like what Bo Bennett, PhD, writes about in Positive Humanism, A Primer. He highlights how embracing a broad humanistic approach, whether religious or secular, is crucial to building societies that truly work for everyone. In many ways, multi-faith peace-building efforts act as a living example of shared humanism, where the focus shifts from theological debates to practical collaboration on shared goals. Consider peace workshops where representatives from Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, and secular humanists come together not to argue over beliefs, but to plan community projects or respond to crises. These moments show us how humanistic values, like kindness, integrity, and fairness, can form the foundation of moral action beyond doctrine. And here's the best part. Promoting a secular worldview doesn't mean rejecting spirituality or ethics. Instead, it offers a framework where rational thought and ethical commitment coexist free from dogma. This opens the door for meaningful partnerships across faith lines, uniting everyone under the umbrella of human dignity and mutual respect. So if you're curious about how these ideas connect and want to dive deeper into positive humanism and how it can support personal flourishing and broader peace efforts, I highly recommend checking out Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a great resource that explores the practical benefits of a secular humanistic worldview and shows how it can enhance well-being for individuals and communities alike. With peace being such a pressing goal in our world today, embracing collaboration across faiths and philosophies is not just idealistic, it's essential. And by valuing humanistic values such as empathy, fairness, and reason, we create a foundation for lasting peace and personal flourishing that transcends religious boundaries. If you want to learn more about developing a personal and community philosophy grounded in these ideas, visit positivehumanism.com and start your journey toward a more peaceful, flourishing life today.